feel like I would get ready to do the Super Bowl here in a minute. It is the Indiana Black Expo ended its 11-day run last night. And as we have for 11 years, this is our 11th annual community evaluation of Indiana Black Expo. This is at Indiana Black Expo 44 years ago was born from the bosom of our African American community. It came from the bottom up as opposed to from the top down. And so our community has a vested interest, a 44-year vested interest in the success and the forward motion of Indiana Black Expo Summer Celebration. So today, as we've done for 11 years, this is your not my opportunity, not Drew's opportunity, your opportunity to give feedback, evaluate, be like, you know, Siskel and Ebert were back in the day. And so we want to know, we have basically five simple questions. Three apply to everybody, some apply to others. What was good? What was not so good? What can be improved upon? Given that the attendance was, it means many of you listening did not attend Expo. So if you didn't, or you've stopped attending, what would make you return to go back to Indiana Black Expo or Summer Celebration? The number of exhibitors was down. If you were a past exhibitor to Indiana Black Expo, whether you were a small vendor or maybe you work for a corporation and your corporation isn't at Expo anymore, what would cause them to return? And we have a number of ways of feedback. You can send us an email. Already got emails already. Folk was ready today. You can email us at praiseindy.com. Praiseindy.com. The email link is up and operating. You can hit me on Facebook at Amos Brown WTLC. Amos Brown WTLC on Facebook. You can hit us a couple of times on Twitter. You can send us a tweet on what was good, what was not so good, what can be improved upon. I already got a couple tweets. Either to Amos WTLC Indy or AM 1310 The Light. You can give your responses via text message, 37890, keyword Amos, 37890, keyword Amos, or 239-1310, 239-1310. The lines are open. Regulars will be limited to about 1 minute because we want to hear from as many of you as possible. Oh, and I got a memo from corporate. He wanted me to remind you that views expressed on today's program are not necessarily those of the radio station or the folks that own it, but they are the views of all of you. Whether you are calling at 239-1310 or you're sending a text message or you're sending me an email at praiseindy.com or you're responding on our Facebook page, Amos Brown WTLC, or you're sending a Twitter tweet at AM 1310 The Light or Amos WTLC Indy. 239-1310. 239-1310 is our number. On Twitter, somebody sent me the tweet. They said there needs to be less emphasis placed on the surprising lack of violence during IBE. We're not surprised. Violence-free this weekend. Let me repeat that. Violence-free this weekend. To all of those, first of all, to those in the media that are perpetuating the stereotype that African Americans cannot come together without violence, sit down and shut up. Because of the 44 years of Indiana Black Expo, the vast majority of those years were violence-free. So that's something to celebrate about this year, Summer Celebration. Also on Twitter, concerts were great this year. The acts were more cohesive from similar genres and generations. Another one on Twitter, would White River State Park be a better location to accommodate the large crowds for the free concert? That's real interesting. So that's on Twitter. At Amos WTLC Indy. Got a couple of great emails. Here's one. This is the third annual post-summer celebration submission. Let me begin by saying in no way am I criticizing Black Expo. I'm actually questioning the lack of common sense of the convention center staff, which results in an abuse of authority and an insult to my patronage of our event. Now, this is someone, the person writes, this year I purchased two advance tickets and paid $10 for parking.
My 69-year-old mother and I attempted to benefit from Indianapolis's connectable skywalks and not cross Maryland Street since I am a wheelchair user. As I approach the convention center via the Marriott Skywalk at 4:45 p.m. on Sunday, I am denied entry because only wristband holders can gain access. When I told the gentleman that I had tickets and attempted to present them, I was told to go back to the elevator, go downstairs, cross the street, and enter where the ticket holders enter. I tried to explain that for safety reasons, I was hesitant to cross the busy street. Considering the time of day, day of the event, and lack of foot traffic, common sense should have prevailed. Unfortunately, I don't feel that the respect that we deserve based on the economic impact that we have on the city during summer celebration will ever be granted. I'm still very concerned about the visible decline in attendance and the variety of retail vendors. The citizens of Indianapolis know that the city would love to see this week-long event moved out of the downtown area. However, we know that if it is ever moved, it will never return to downtown. The longtime supporters of IBE recognize the importance of keeping the event at its current location. Therefore, we must continue to properly confront any form of unequal treatment shown during our staple event. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. But let us start today with Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
How you doing, Amos?
I'm fine.
Good. I got a couple of things that I saw that the expo that could improve or give some suggestions to.
Right, come on with it.
First thing is with the food. For the last, you know, I've been going, you know, for many years, but I know it started off where you had a lot of varieties of different vendors with food, but now it gets down to only three.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's the same thing, chicken or the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when you got kids, they need to have a variety of food for kids. Kids like pizza,
mm-hmm.
Hamburgers, mm-hmm. hot dogs,
mm-hmm.
nachos, chicken strip. Kids like to eat that, and I had my nephew, and he didn't want none of that stuff that they, you know, had.
Right.
So I think we need to have more variety of food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was not a lot of booths, you know, people with, you know, different vendors, but it wasn't a whole lot of booths. And I'm thinking maybe the reason is because of the booth rent. Is it too high?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
And then I think they need to give some different little things, something to perk it up. Me and my girlfriend were just sitting around talking. We thought maybe, what about a cook-off, you know?
Ah.
You know, cook-off. Somebody, you know, bake meat, mm-hmm. whatever. That would be fun.
Bring in the best pie makers and the best
yes.
rib folk.
Yes.
Ooh.
That would be really fun. Then I thought about, we thought about a chess game.
Ah.
You know, or having somebody down there that would show the young kids how to play chess.
You know
or you just can have a table out and, you know, whoever next, you want to play chess?
You know,
or
a
card game.
They used to have that back in the day. I remember because this was the 39th expo I've attended, 34th that I broadcast from, but I remember
uh-huh.
back in the day they had the chess.
They did. You're
they
right.
had the chess. Those are great suggestions, Cheryl.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you very much. Let me go
yes.
to Sherry at 239-1310. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Amos. I just wanted to let the caller right there before me know those were excellent suggestions. I mean, those were great. Hey, Amos, you know, with all of the money that we have in our community, I mean, I understand the expo really wants to keep the event downtown, but it's only clear that they don't want us down there. And with all of the money that we have in our community, why can't the money come together? We build our own for our own events, and then we don't have to worry about the lights being turned out. Yesterday, I was down there right at the end at like 6 o'clock, and don't you know, they started turning out the lights on the vendors and turning out the lights. I'm like, gosh, do they do this to other,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Why? I
well,
mean,
when
they're
when
turning out lights on people? That's disrespectful.
No, well, what happens is, and they've been doing that for when the exhibit time ends.
Yeah.
Then turning off some of the lights in the exhibit hall is the signal for the exhibit attendees, not the exhibitors, but the exhibitor, the visitors to the exhibits. That's the signal for it's time to go.
Okay.
And that's the other signal for the exhibitors. Hey, it's time for y'all to pack up your kit bag and go. And
right.
go home.
And
that's
then, like she was saying about the food. I mean, there needs to be, now I understand that booth rent is probably really high, or that, you know, vendor fee is really high for the food, but they really need to get some more variety. And there wasn't even a healthy option down there.
I thought I saw somebody with that was in the food area that was trying to say they had healthy chicken.
Child, ain't no healthy chicken around. And it wasn't down there, showed enough, because everything was fried.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was fried. So I just wanted to go down. But overall, you know, it was really low. Not that many vendors. I mean, it was just a lot. But I'm glad that I was here to attend it this year. And thank you, Amos, for doing this.
All right. Appreciate it. Let me go to Curtis at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good afternoon, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. What's up?
Well, I have two comments. One, the lady earlier covered it quite well as far as the vendor and the vendor prices. You know, I was surprised at a couple of locations I passed that were just simple chicken. Come on, how simple is that? But they had prices as high as $12 or more for three chicken wings.
Mm.
And so, you know, is it that the vendor booths are that high, or that the people that have the vending locations feel like this is an opportunity for me to sort of hit the lottery and get as much as I can?
Well, you made some good points. Let me be fair. When I went into the hall on Saturday morning, I looked at the food vendors, and I specifically look, and I feel very strongly that the food vendors ought to post their prices so I, as a consumer, can make a choice.
Exactly.
And our good friends at the Country Kitchen, because I think the Country Kitchen was the only local food vendor at Expo. She had her prices set, and I saw like four wings for $7. And I thought, that's a deal. That's a bargain, because I didn't feel like having the heavy vegetables at like 12 noon. Just, you know, just give me something to keep me going.
Right.
And so I bought that. They call that the sandwich. And I was talking to the fine owner of Country Kitchen, and one of the things she was saying was it cost her nearly, just on the expense of being down there, nearly $4,000 before she, you know, started serving a wing or a catfish, in terms of the rent they had to pay to Expo and the amount of the utilities, because they, you know, convention center can charge you for anything. You know, they charge you for the electricity, they charge you for the water, you know, those kind of things. So I think that influences the price. But then when the other vendors started to put up their prices, something's wrong when the food at the Marriott hotels or the Westin is cheaper than the food vendors at Expo. Something's wrong there. I understand in a convention center, you're going to pay higher for concessions. I get that. I understand that. I build my budget when I go to anything in the convention center. I know I'm going to pay. But I got to give Country Kitchen their props for trying to keep the prices reasonable given the venue.
Yeah.
But some of those out of town folk, those prices were like, man, I am not at Disneyland.
Right, exactly. It was double. I mean, $12 or more for three chicken wings, that's outrageous. But moving to the next comment that I have, when you mentioned that they want to, now if the vending booths are that expensive,
mm-hmm.
then the outside vendors may want to move away from downtown. That's something that we should consider.
Yeah,
we should have our own place collectively.
Well, I'm doing some figuring while I'm talking to folks, because I really want everybody to understand how much space is actually used.
Mm-hmm.
At Expo, and I'm still doing that computation while I'm talking to you. But Curtis, great, great comments, great feedback. Appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons Davis. It is the annual community evaluation of Indiana Black Expo. What was good? What was not so good? What can be improved upon? If you didn't attend this year, what would make you return and want to return to Expo? If you are a past exhibitor, what would make you or your company return? 239-1310. 239-1310, or you can send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 37890, keyword Amos, or, you know, go to Facebook at Amos Brown WTLC or on Twitter at AM1310 The Light or Amos WTLC Indy. And again, regulars, we're holding to 1 minute. Everybody else a little bit longer because we want to talk to as many as possible. Let me go to Andre. Hi there.
Hey, Amos. When I first moved here, I was the human resource manager for Lazarus Department Store. You know how long ago that was?
Oh, Lord.
And
Lord.
We had a booth.
Yeah.
And Black Expo, I was impressed. It was like a big family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And I just could not believe, you know, how awesome it was. I guess my concern is I don't think they don't want us down there.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't believe that. But we don't own the fact that it was us that was doing the shooting. We don't own the fact that there was some inappropriateness. We have to own it, first of all, before we can begin to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I'm not saying that that is something that's gonna, should hurt us and stigmatize us, but I took my kids swimming yesterday, mm-hmm. and afterwards got a friend of mine. I said, let's walk downtown. I feel guilty not supporting the expo.
Right.
None of my friends, professionals, teachers, lawyers, nobody wants anything to do with it based on the shooting. Life is major.
Is that the shooting 4 years ago or just the general level of violence or the perception of the level of violence today?
It's 4 years ago. And remember, before the shooting, the younger group, and I'm not putting all of our kids in one basket or category, but it was the way the kids were acting without parental supervision.
Right.
And people are not willing to tolerate such foolishness.
Well, now let me.
And we have to own it. It was us our own event.
I do not disagree, Andre, with anything that you said. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your point of view, this year and last year, those large numbers of unescorted young people, the young people that you saw, you know, several years ago, that I saw with my own eyes several years ago, were not downtown. Let me repeat that.
Right.
Were not downtown.
But the damage has been done.
Yeah, but
how do we undo the damage?
Ah, I'm glad you came to that. One thing is, because my eyes were there. Seeing that in the exhibit hall on the street when they close Circle Center Mall Saturday night, I can come to our community and say, this is what I saw. Now, the television stations didn't report that. The leadership of IBE was not on that corner. Now maybe I'm different. I'm not into dressing up like the good humor ice cream man all in white and go to a party. I would rather on Saturday night stand out on that street corner at Maryland and Illinois and watch the kids, watch the police, and see what's going on rather than go in a white party. What should have happened is the leadership of Expo, the board of directors, should have been out on that corner with me and law enforcement and the 10-point coalition, saw that the perception that some people have of what has been in the past wasn't there for the second year in a row.
Yes,
to
sir.
See that the men and women of law enforcement were not dressed in riot gear, not dressed with helmets and shields, not out there with their guns drawn. They would, you know how the brothers used to stand on the corner and just be talking among themselves? That's what the police were doing. They were standing on the corner talking to themselves. They were not yelling harsh things at pedestrians. They were not saying to the drivers, "Bah, bah, bah." They were cool.
But Emma, it's almost like a doctor that performs or loses a malpractice suit,
mm-hmm.
proven above and beyond, and now he's gotten proper training, and people, they want you to go back to him. Who's gonna go? Not me.
you made good points. You allowed me to at least paint the picture of what really happened on the outside and on the inside with the young people, but you made some good points, and I think Expo and the city have to deal with that reality as well as our community. Great points. Let me go to Pam, then we'll take a break at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. I said it last week and I'll say it again. We as black people have to be careful about drinking the white media Kool-Aid. And, you know, I paid attention to the coverage of the expo. And I was down there both on Friday night and again on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I intentionally avoid Saturday because it is the biggest crowd day. Not because I'm scared of black folk, but because there's a lot of kids down there and there's just a lot of people and I don't like to deal with it. But we as a community have to stop that negative talk and buying into the negative imagery that a lot of times the television media puts out there. I watched Channel 6 on yesterday morning, and if you notice, the commentators She wasn't smiling at all about the expo. It went right into, there was little to no incident. And all it talked about was the incident, mm-hmm. or the fact that there weren't any incidents.
Right.
So even that there were very minimal situations this year, it's still, the negative still came out. There was no band coverage. There was no, these are the exhibits, the health fair, none of that. And so I called, and I talked to someone who was very rude by the name of Sam, who told me that I was mistaken and feeling like it was not covered very well. He gave me the email address of someone to contact regarding that. But we have to be careful as to what we allow, and the PR representative at the Indiana Black Expo needs to go to the news media and mandate that they cover our events properly. And people need to stop, we did this to ourselves. No, there were a couple of people that acted fool, and that's not everybody. And it happens at Speedway, and it happens everywhere else.
All right, good points, my sister. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is the 11th Annual Community Evaluation of Indiana Black Expo. What was good? What was not so good? What can be improved upon? If you didn't attend Expo, if you stopped attending, what would get you to return to Indiana Black Expo? And if you've been a past exhibitor and you weren't this year, what would they have to do to get you to return? 239-1310, 239-1310, and you can send me a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. You can comment on our Facebook page, Amos Brown, WTLC, or send us a tweet on Twitter. Or you can go and send me an email at praiseindy.com or the tweets, AM1310 The Light or Amos WTLC Indy. More of the community's evaluation after these. And because we're trying to get to as many people as possible, regulars are being limited to the 1 minute. Let me go to Pierre. Hi there.
Real quickly, Amos, looking at my Facebook, my friends enjoyed the downtown free concert, and given the acts, it kept the ages down, ages up there, and I saw where they made one arrest, and the police were on it. They caught some man with a gun,
right,
from what I understand. Saturday, I went down there. A lot of people missed a beautiful exhibit by Greyhound over at Victory Field. Nobody went to it, Amos, but it was really a great. They had the old Selma buses there and everything. And I think I'm the only person that went over there, because they didn't coordinate their advertising with Expo. The other thing is, what I enjoy about Expo is, I think the unified message from our, law enforcement and people.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kept any troublemakers from downtown. The question I want to ask you is, Amy.
Right, real quick.
Is this the, are we the largest expo of its kind?
We are the nation. We are still the largest black expo in terms of longevity, in terms of space, and what have you. Let me go to Don right quick at 239-1310. We lost. I bet Tempest isn't there. Let's see. Yeah, let me reload. That'll allow me to go to some emails at 239-1310, 239-1310. Another email, Mr. Brown. First, I will say that I enjoyed Expo this year. While the crowds weren't what they have been in past years, the spirit was there. That said, I have two gripes. One, walk-up tickets were cash only. Seriously? Who in the 21st century has an event that you are selling tickets to and only takes cash? A lot of people carry little to no cash on them. If they came to Expo intending to walk up and buy a ticket and found out it was cash only, some might have left and never bothered to come back. This is a poor business decision. Two, the price of food from the few vendors there was outrageous. Thank God the Gatorade booth had free chips and soda, because that was a better deal than paying $10 to $15 for a meal that didn't include a drink. Expo needs to either attract more vendors with various price points or let the convention center handle food. 239-1310. Let me go to Tempest. Hi, Tempest.
Oh, how are you doing?
Fine. What's up?
Hi. I am a pretty much a usual attendee of the Indiana Black Expo. I'm 25 years old, and I have probably gone since I was a teenager. I just want to say to all the older adults out there, if you have not attended the Indiana Black Expo in the past, say, 5 to 10 years, please go and be a part of the number. Expo is still the same joyous event that it's always been, as far as I'm concerned. I always feel that older people sometimes allow teenagers to deter them from doing their own activities. Another point is this. If the teenagers are on the street, well, honey, the convention center, the exhibits are indoors. It doesn't affect you. And, like, my whole thing is, I actually have a friend who, yes, he is Caucasian. He actually is in the 10-Point Coalition. And on Saturday, he reported to me via text message that it was so light, the traffic on the street as far as, like, young people and just people in general, that they sent some of the members home. And so, you know, I don't know what the media is that they're actually watching or what's being reported, but I feel like this. Just go attend Expo. Go attend and then make it the event that it is, and it still is. I honestly, yes, I would say the convention center has condensed a lot with the exhibits. That's one thing I can say. However, it's still this huge, wonderful, you can still go get these tests done. It's still nice. It's lovely. I attend on Sundays by choice. Again, I don't really like the big crowd on Saturdays. So I just go on Sundays, which because I like it. It's very laid back, the atmosphere. But what I'm saying is what was reported to me was that the atmosphere as far as like the teens and the this and the that, and it was nothing like that. And so to the caller, especially the older man who called in saying he doesn't go to Expo, I would challenge him to attend Expo next year and then go and check out the exhibits, go inside of the convention center. Do not let teenagers on the streets deter you from going inside of the convention center itself.
One of the, I agree with virtually everything that you have said, Tempest. One of the things that's puzzling, and I appreciate the perspective from your age, but you know, in just looking at the crowd, the number of young people, and mm-hmm. I'm talking, you know, maybe 16 up to 25 mm-hmm. to 30 was down noticeably. This is the second year it was down. Why do you think that?
Well, I think that with the law enforcement, how they've kind of, the past few years, they kind of had been really tight. And mm-hmm. I think that pretty much deterred a lot of the young people from wanting to even come down and be involved in that. Mm-hmm. Also, on Friday, my parents have not been to the Expo in quite some time. I'm going to be honest about that. They went to the free concert on Friday. They had a wonderful time. They enjoyed it. And there was no issues. You know, maybe there was something that happened that officers should subdue the person. But what I was going to say was they had it so tight as far as, like, traffic flow mm-hmm. that, you know, you can't really just get in. You can't, like, people with the cars who like to ride around in circles. That was pretty much avoided, honestly. What I would say about that was it also kind of prevented people to pick up their car riders, you know. You try to come and pick someone up, well, they had to walk a certain distance. But what I would say is because of the influence the law enforcement has had, I would say that has a lot to do with the deterrence. However, again, the influence based on these past couple years,
right.
they've died down. So it's not this tense atmosphere.
I will agree with that. There was a lot of police, but you're absolutely right. It was not the tense atmosphere. Mm-hmm. They were like standing there like brothers on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Don. Don, you got about a minute.
Yeah, you doing, Amos?
Fine.
Hey, if you remember Hogan's Heroes, I mean, it was just like the lady was saying, the security, I mean, that's what deterred a lot of young people. I talked to a lot of young people. It was like Starlock 13. The only thing that wasn't there was the barbed wire and the machine gun tower. When you have that, man, everybody just emphasized safety the whole week, safety, 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 having a safe event, not talking about the fun of the event,
mm-hmm.
but just about the, you know, being safe. So when you have that in your mind, you emphasize that. You say, well, what's going on here? Is this thing really that bad? I mean, am I going to be okay if I go down there? I mean, when you overemphasize safety, that means you have a problem. And then when you have all this police presence, like I said, everything except the barbed wire and the machine gun tower, yeah, it's not fun anymore. Amos, me and you go way back. We remember the Expos back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Expo has gone from a great Expo to less than mediocre now. That's the fact. That's the fact. Say it loud, I'm black, and I'm ashamed.
All right, let me move on to Elise at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Amos. Well, I didn't get to go this year. I wanted to, but something else came up, and I would have been there if I could have. But I had a church member who said she loved it.
Okay.
It was beautiful. She took her and her young, her children down there, and she said, Mother, it was so beautiful. So I don't know what, you know, and for his police being there, they need the police. All the things we got going on in this city, we need police. And as long as they're respectful,
mm-hmm.
I think it was really good. And one other thing I wanted to say, last year when I went, and of course I live in a senior building, and we had cabs pick us up. It was so nice. Cabs came and picked us up, but this year we didn't get to go for some reason or another. But only thing, when we got there, I think they could have had a bigger room for the seniors. It was too tight in there, and a lot of seniors didn't go this year. So I'm thinking that was the cause. And plus, they had them going in two different lines, standing up, and that was kind of hard on seniors. So I hope they
All right. Appreciate that feedback. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. A couple of emails at praiseindy.com. Amos, I did not attend Expo this year and about 4 to 5 years prior. The major reason is that Expo seems to have lost its focus. Back in the day, you waited all year to purchase items that you could not get any other time of the year at any place. With the online market dominating our society, those same items can be purchased every day, so the urgency to attend Expo for this purpose is less. Also, you would also see people once a year at Expo and look forward to reconnecting with old friends and business contacts. Social media has eliminated this as we communicate with long-lost friends every day, too. The cultural and historical significance has also diminished. We used to go to learn more about our culture, but now the focus seems to have shifted to making money and exposure more than the local community. So those are great comments. Got another comment from somebody that said on the ticketing that you can only pay cash only. Said, yes, it was cash only. How ridiculous is that? But let me say something about the state garage, the state employees garage, where I usually park on Saturday and Sunday, where I always had to come up with the $10 bill in cash. They took credit cards. I was so happy that I could pay my parking on the credit card and get my tax. So if the state office building garage, if the state of Indiana could, you could charge your parking on your Visa and your MasterCard card, then surely the box office at Expo could have taken the cards. But Ted, you can go get a gallon of gas and charge it. You can charge a $4 gallon of gas. Anyway. 239-1310. 239-1310. That's afternoon's name. Has got another comment. The mainstream media continues to present a negative image of summer celebration even before it opens. The Star and the TV stations are sponsors of events during Expo. They've been participants for numerous years. I don't understand where the negative press is coming from regarding violence during summer celebration. Friday and Saturday night look like a war zone downtown. For Indianapolis to have a shortage of police on duty, the mayor and the police chief did an overkill of police presence. One would think there was a war going on downtown with SWAT teams patrolling in Jeeps up and down the streets, and 5 to 6 police officers and deputy sheriffs were on every street corner along Capitol, Illinois, Meridian, to New York streets on the north, to South Street on the south. What were they planning for? Except for the outdoor concerts, Expo events are held indoors at the convention center, not on the sidewalks. I'm curious to know how many crimes were being committed out in the neighborhoods with the police shortage Friday and Saturday night while all the police were standing around downtown waiting for something to happen. I've never seen this kind of police presence when major white organizations have their major events in Indianapolis, downtown Indianapolis, and they have and promoted the use of public drinking of alcoholic beverages. There's no effort to prevent citizens from being injured or killed by drunken drivers leaving their events. The Black Expo Board should work with the Public Safety Director and discuss a better security plan that will not intimidate and discourage good citizens and visitors from attending summer celebration. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name is back to the phones in Marcellus. Hi there.
Hey, Amos. How you doing, man?
Fine, sir.
Hey, just two things. Had an issue. Volunteered a booth down there. We have volunteers that actually go in and work some of the booths, and had a problem with the wristbands versus tickets. And my son had a wristband. My daughter had a wristband, and as we were trying to get in, the security guard said he needs to have a ticket. I'm like, well, hold on. The wristband is a ticket. This has been paid for. Are we double dipping here? You know, so they had to call and find out. We stood there for about 10 minutes trying to get this all hashed out. Finally, they let us in.
Were you coming through the main Maryland Street entrance?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's right.
The main Maryland Street entrance, mm-hmm. And the lady said that they were the reason for that was that they were trying to keep track of how many children were coming in. Well, I'm okay with that, but, you know, have someone standing there with a clicker if you want to do that. But don't charge me extra money for this ticket.
What day was it? Was that Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday
morning, actually. It was somewhere around 11:30 when I got there.
I mean, it was, everything went off without an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It was resolved but the fact that we even had the issue was kind of irritating.
So you're saying not only Expo, but those were probably the convention center security, the yellow shirt.
They're
good people, and they only follow orders, but there needs to be, and I heard this from a longtime Expo volunteer, former member of the board. He and I were talking yesterday. And he was talking about how, Expo used to have a family feel way back in the day. And I said, and he said, well, it's corporatized now. I said, yeah, but, one of the biggest corporations in the world is called Disney. And if you go to Disneyland or Disney World, they may be one of the biggest corporations in the world, but they believe in family friendly because that's how they make their money. Being family friendly. And I said, when Expo started, you all were doing the kinds of things Disney did. Y'all just didn't know it.
Right.
And I think Expo needs to understand, get like Disney. Because if you get like Disney, then you're getting back to what Expo was all about. What's this buzzword in the business world? Customer service, customer focus, customer oriented. And in my view, one of the things Expo is lacking is that customer focus, orienting the security about the importance of customer focus.
Because there were
sometimes little silly things. Where was I walking? I was trying to leave Saturday night to go to the mall, trying to walk through the sky bridge. No, you can't walk through the sky bridge to the mall. Why? Well, that's reserved for the people coming to the white party. Now, we have a great convention center. There's called rope lines. You can create rope lines and segregate poor little unimportant people like me.
Right.
From people dressed in their white Mac Daddy outfits going to the white party.
Right.
See, next year I'm going to learn. I'm going to have my wristband on. I'm going to dress all in white. And see, all I'm trying to do is get over to the mall to see what's going on. And since they wouldn't let me buy a hot dog in the convention center, I had to go to the mall and get a hot dog. I appreciate it. Let me go to Carolyn at 239-1310. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm calling the lady... before the last caller was talking about the senior and the low, count on seniors coming.
Uh-huh.
One of the reasons, and I had called before the expo started, but one of the reasons is they had a couple of years back, we could either catch a bus that the expo sponsored or they send cabs for us. A lot of us, some of us may have cars, but we can't for the parking, and we can't, for physical reasons, walk from Circle Center Mall over there, So I think that's one of the reasons that the health fare with seniors was low.
Mm-hmm. Now, it was fine on Thursday for the seniors that took advantage of the rides.
They told me they didn't have a ride.
When did you talk to them? Last week?
I talked to them a week before it came. I called the office.
The expo? Did you call after last Monday?
I called a couple of weeks ago.
And you called the expo office?
I called the expo office. I have it in my book.
They should have been able to give you the number at FSSA. FSSA was coordinating the rides, and they were doing that up through July 12th.
She told me they weren't doing it anymore.
No, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
I would have been there. I'm there every year on Senior Day.
So somebody at the expo office was giving you bad information
that the seniors
weren't getting rides when we were on the radio telling everybody that there were rides. All right, we've got that feedback down. I appreciate it, my sister. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. We got some emails coming up about the vending. Some information somebody wants to know. Where were the black Indiana State police officers? And others. 239-1310. 239-1310. Or you can send us a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. Or you can send us feedback on our Facebook page, Amos Brown, WTLC. Or on Twitter at Amos, WTLC Indy, or AM 1310 The Light, or 239-1310. What was good? What was not so good? What can be improved upon? with your Indiana Black Expo Summer Celebration after these.
All right, from text message at 37890, keyword Amos. On Expo, it should not be the same price for those who are making money and nonprofit organizations. There should always be booths and companies that are local and also those that assist with the top 10 issues in the African American community. Financial credit, parenting skills, upward mobility. Let me go to the emails at praiseindy.com. A couple of ones. One, we had a call earlier, said there was no healthy food. And I thought there was a healthy food vendor. There was, called Happy Chicken. Said, Amos, I wanted you to know there was a vendor there with healthy food, Happy Chicken. All of his food was baked wings and two sides, red potatoes, rice, green beans, was only $10, which I thought wasn't bad. Food was very good. And the person that owns it also owns Sea Island Seafood. I agree with the previous callers. There were only three vendors, so options were limited. Another email. Amos, where are all the black officers from the Indiana State Police? I was at Friday's concert and the state troopers walk in packs of five and the sheriff and IMPD walk alone or in two. It can be intimidating when you see groups of white police officers at a black event. Why is it no hardly black officers at the state police? Then another, comment. Amos, I was asked to, upon exit, to do a survey of IBE. I got excited thinking they wanted real input. They asked about three questions about Expo, but most were asking me if I owned my home, if I needed help with my credit, or money management classes. What is that? What a lost opportunity. Most vendors were offering nothing unique and were pricey, probably because it cost so much for them to be there. IBE, time for a change. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name. So let me go to Kevin. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Amos?
Fine, sir.
Hey, I attended this year. This is my first time I attended. Okay. Maybe... At least the free concert had to work the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I thought everything went pretty well, especially mm-hmm. we didn't have any violence.
Okay.
I'm sure there's some negative things we can say about it, but I did think we didn't have enough vendors for the food.
Mm-hmm.
The exhibit halls, I mean, they weren't terribly bad, but like I said, it was a lot of people. When I was there, there was a lot of people there. Me and my wife took my 12-year-old daughter. I thought she had a good time, and they actually went back again on Sunday.
Okay.
And they bought stuff from a couple of vendors. I seen a couple of barber shops down there cutting hair.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it went too bad. I talked to several of the police officers, and they thought everything was going pretty smooth. I did pretty much witness an incident where two young ladies got into it in front of the state police, and it surprised me. The state police didn't even lock them up. To me, I don't know if they got orders to tone it down a little bit this year, but mm-hmm. he grabbed one of the young ladies, separated them, one walked off, the other one walked off, and the incident was over with.
Okay. I think they do try, you know, if the incident is not getting out of hand or if they don't see weapons, you know,
right.
to try to defuse, and you gotta be not in your right mind to try to start some stuff in front of the state police.
I mean, 5 feet away from police. One thing I did remember about mm-hmm. 5 years ago was down there. They actually lined up like they was in a riot and kind of pushed people out. I didn't see that this year.
Yeah. All right. Good points, my brother. I appreciate it. Let me go to Mimi at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. I attended the Freak concert.
Mm-hmm.
Just my own personal opinion. I thought the Freak concert was nice. We could have done less with Amp and his commentating throughout the whole thing. That's just my personal view on that one. But I kind of feel... two ways about the police. I mean, it's like dag if they do and dag if they don't. Okay, you know, I hear people complaining that it was almost military style, too many police. But if we don't have enough there for whatever could jump off, then people are complaining too. So, come on, people, get with it. My other comment is I have three children, 20 and under, and none of them wanted to go to the expo. I think if the expo could try to figure out something that is conducive for those kids, for that age group, for them to come down there, to come inside and not just hang out, that may be something to look into. But none of my kids were interested. They were like, there's nothing down there for us, and I don't want to hang out, so what am I going to do?
Did they give any idea what would make them want to come? What would be attractive?
My youngest, who was 16,
mm-hmm.
she had said that, you know, the, the basketball
yeah.
Thing would have been nice, but you said, you know, and I think in truly honest, I think because of the past situations with things stepping off, that they weren't interested in even going down there. And I can remember my son, he was actually down there that year when the shooting jumped off.
Oh, dear.
And he was so scared to death. He was about 14, about 14, 15 at that time.
He didn't want to be nowhere near,
Yeah, and that right there just set it off. He's like, I'm done. And he's 18 now. So he's like, I'm done. So I think, you know, if they could figure out something, especially for the young people, and let's not forget about our older saints. And I think that's one of the things as society that we do. We forget about the young people and the older people. So.
That's a good point. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Brother Muhammad Sadiq at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Amos. Yeah, I wonder, does anyone know if during the religious services was a prayer offered for the Palestinians who are suffering terribly, and after what we have gone through, we should never forget other suffering people? And could we dare have something like this and not pause and pray that God would intervene and help the suffering people over in Palestine? I wonder if someone would call in and let us know. I wasn't there at the religious service, but anyone who attended, please get me that answer. I want to know, was that...
Well, are you not... Well, now, hold on, Pastor. Imam, are you talking about the gospel concert yesterday or the worship service?
I'm talking more of the worship service.
Well, but here's the deal.
It's a gospel for the deposit.
But
I think more, it would be more appropriate for the worship service.
But here's the thing, my brother. There was no worship service.
Oh, they didn't have one? I heard one advertised.
No.
Like I said, I wasn't there.
No. There was no worship service, no Sunday morning worship service at this year's summer celebration. The only times that I know of that I can speak to that there at the corporate luncheon, there was an opening prayer, and there was no mention of that there, and I did not, I had to be on the air when the corporate luncheon ended, so I don't know what the benediction was, and I came into the gospel concert after it began, so I don't know what invocation was given at the start of the gospel concert Sunday, but there was no praise and worship service at this year's summer celebration at the convention center. And I can't remember at the ecumenical service, the situation in Gaza had not begun when the ecumenical service was on the 10th.
When was the ecumenical?
July 10th.
On the 10th, yes, sir.
So
I would hope, I'll end on this. I would hope that we as a people, it hurts me that, you know, we reach out for and get a lot of support from people who sympathize and really are concerned with what we have suffered and what we've gone through. But let's not be a kind of people who, after we have suffered, that we just ignore the others who are suffering and we go on about enjoying our lives and not be concerned with others. Never do that, please.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's afternoon's name. Let me go back to the phones. And Beer Mike, hi there. You got about a minute.
I remember when I was a kid and I enjoyed the Expo. I'm 47 years old. Me and my girl went down on that Saturday night. I just can't do it like I used to because the one thing, the police presence, we was in the war zone. It's gone too corporate. I've got to question the board of IBE. What's going on in those people's head? Because you remember when it used to be a good time, you went down on a Saturday, you went through, and you had vendors. You had vendors in Pan Am Plaza. You had vendors in the convention center. They're not telling you can't walk here. You can't tell you get. You can't do this, and you go and you pay cash at the gate, and the police presence just killed me, Amos. I wish you'd get back to us when we were kids. Thank you, brother.
All righty, and on Twitter, the focus of Expo needs to change. My idea, line Georgia Street with food vendors from all around the city. Taste of Chicago style. Everybody likes food. Bring out the vendors from Indian Food Fest, Italian Fest. There needs to be something for everyone. 239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is Will. Take a break. Now we go to Brother Motep. You got about a minute, my brother, and then we'll take the break. Hi, brother.
Hey, Amos, how you doing?
I'm fine. So what was good? Not so
good. I had to the Expo, and then I had to watch my kid, but I haven't even checked the news. I don't know. Was it a peaceful weekend? And I'll give you my comment, I guess. Was it a
peaceful weekend? Yes, peaceful weekend. Absolutely.
Great. Now, I want to go back to your call on Friday. Talking about her friends from my hometown of Gary, talking about to check out the people from Gary that's coming here with all this trouble. I'm going to tell you and her and everybody else, listen, I've been here 22 years. I know a lot of folks in places that I shouldn't maybe know that do certain things and other places. A lot of this stuff going on right here is definitely coming from some locals. Don't put that on Gary, people to send it third. And you, and don't, and you was perpetuating a little bit. I'm giggling because, you know, but you let her, that ain't people from, it ain't us from home putting all that mess around here. If she want to check it, the mayor had a meeting with those gang members on 34th off of by Hawthorne. That's from here. That ain't got nothing to do with people from Gary. Tell her, I don't know who her friend is or who they talking, but I know a lot of street cats. And I know good and well, and most of them are here that's doing what they're doing. They're not from home causing no trouble. So let's get that stereotype off of my home, Gary, right now. Thanks, Amos.
All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon. Amos got some emails coming up. One of these is about the white party. And other stuff. And then also, tomorrow on the program, the folks from Tinley. Marcus Robinson will be here and give us the straight skinny on the situation involving Arlington High School. It will open on time in about three and a half weeks. We'll find out what that old situation is involving the operation of Arlington High School. Plus, do we have the thing ready, the preview of our interviews tomorrow? Our exclusive interview, we were privileged to sit down with the legendary Miss Diane Carroll and the incomparable Lou Gossett Jr. We'll play a little bit of a sample of those exclusive interviews that you'll hear in their entirety exclusively on the program tomorrow. It's After News with Amos after these.